This is Vatican Radio. A man who led one of Romania's most notorious prisons during the communist era, Alexander Vinescu, has been indicted for genocide. It is the first such charge since the 1989 revolution, which saw the execution of Romania's communist leader, Nicolae Ceaușescu. Stefan Voss reports.
Followed by an army of journalists, the visibly upset 88-year-old former prison commander Alexander Vinescu left the prosecutor's general's office in Bucharest, where he was charged with genocide. He even tried to punch a reporter. Vinescu attempted to convince the crowd he wasn't to blame for wrongdoing, saying he just followed orders. That's not how prosecutors view his case. They say the now elderly, somewhat frail-looking man was once the feared leader of the Râmnicu Sărat prison from 1956 through 1963. Political prisoners reportedly died there after suffering beatings, hunger, cold and lack of medical care. Authorities only charged Vinescu after the Romanian Institute for the Investigation of Communist Crimes listed him among 35 former communist officials accused of human rights abuses. The Institute's executive president, Andrei Muraru, says all political prisoners jailed by the communist regime in Râmnicu Sărat were tortured physically and psychologically. He believes Alexander Vinescu was criminally responsible for many deaths. Yet Romanian media report that he still receives a state pension of nearly $1,000 a month, more than four times the average pension in the country. The procedures against Vinescu comes just days after an estimated 10,000 people participated in the beatification ceremony of Catholic priest Vladimir Ghica, who was tortured to death at a Romanian communist prison for his faith at age 80 in 1954. At the same time, Romanian authorities have opened a museum in the military building where former communist leader Nicolae Ceaușescu and his wife Elena were tried and executed for genocide during the country's 1989 revolution. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.